Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. Today, we will be talking about the futures market, and it's all about futures today, and it is such a great event. I've listened to the presenters before me, and they were just fantastic, fantastic presenters, and I am telling you today, I will share with you some of my futures market knowledge. I have not always been trading futures, so I came to the futures market relatively late. It happened about 8 years ago. I have been a stock trader for most of my trading career, and I have discovered the futures market, I wouldn't say by accident, but it was suggested to me by my accountant for tax purposes. So let's get going. Today, I will share with you how I trade 2 hours. And by the way, that was my setup in Boca Raton, Florida. Now I'm in Michigan. I'm 26 miles north of Detroit, Michigan. And before we actually begin, regard this presentation for educational purpose only. And you guys know that we are not making any suggestions to buy securities, options, futures, forex, or any instrument of any kind. You guys know by now that trading involves a high level of risk. You really need to know what you're doing in the market. Take your own trading decisions. And if you really want financial advice, your only go-to is your financial planner, advisor, or broker. All right, so let's begin. For those of you that are new and do not know me, my name is Anka Metcalf. I'm the CEO and founder of TradeLO.com. And I have been a professional independent trader for more than 18 years. That means for the last 18 years, I've been trading from home, which was a blessing. And I've navigated the financial crisis, I navigated the pandemic. So I do have a lot of trading experiences, divergent markets and markets that are in turmoil. Prior to becoming a professional independent trader, I come with 10 plus years in investment banking. And I'm also the designer of an institutional proprietary trading system that is based on 8 layers of price support resistance. What we focus on is the price confluence, which gives a lot of more support or resistance to price action. I have developed trigger times throughout the New York trading session that enables really clean, clear technical patterns that develop around that time. So it's very easy. So you don't waste your time and money. So basically, you're looking at the right time for the right setup. You don't see it. You could actually go for a walk. You can come back 15 minutes or 30 minutes later to look at that at those specific levels. I will share some of the levels with you guys today here. I look for specific price zones. And in fact, there are 4 specific price zones throughout stocks, forex, futures, et cetera, whatever you're trading, where institutional traders scale in or scale out. And these levels represent support on their own. I'm also very attentive to chart synchronicity and divergency because when the market is synchronized, so that means that basically if you guys know and if you guys have been trading futures, my focus is on the futures indices. These are my bread and butter every single day. And this is what I trade because of the big volume that they have, price action continuation, the fact that the stock market is active, obviously, and it's open from 9:30 till 4 p.m. Eastern. They're bringing a lot of volatility. They're bringing a lot of a price fluctuation to the futures indices. The futures indices that I trade are NASDAQ, the MNE S&P, Dow, and Russell. These are the 4 indices that I trade. I also trade commodities. I look for commodities for specific. I'm very selective. So I would rather miss a trade than have a stop. I think that that's a very important element. If you decide to be a day trader or a swing trader, you have a pattern, you have a trade, you don't have a pattern, you don't have the trade. You have to be very selective in what you're trading. So Trade Out Loud is a company that was established back in 2010, and its purpose is to educate individuals how to day trade and swing trade the futures and the equities markets, and also any other market that you want to trade, options, cryptocurrencies, etc. So the methodology and the system that we teach is applicable across all asset prices. a divergent market, and we were actually, I'm going to circle back to chart synchronicity here, that that I watch every single day, is very important. For example, today, if you're looking at the futures market, we're trading a divergent market. What does a divergent market mean? Well, you have one index, which is almost 1% up. It's actually 0.7% up, Russell. And you're having three indices that are struggling to get into that break-even level. So you're having the Dow, for example, which is underwater right now. It's into that break-even level. It's only 11 points down. So it's flat. You have the mini S&P, which is flat. We have NASDAQ that is trying to pop up above some resistance there. So that is a divergent market. So what happens into a divergent market is that you don't know exactly what the game plan is for with these institutions, whether they want to push Russell higher, or if Russell has already made a high because it's so extended to the upside from the day trading perspective. And now's the moment of truth, whether, for example, if NASDAQ, S&P, and Russell are going to have some bad news, if they're going to start rotating to the downside, it's a matter of time before Russell will start losing its highs and start rotating back down. So it's a little bit tougher to trade. Also, a very quick note here, we are trading right now. This week on June 10th, we have the futures contract roll in the indices. This week and next week, they're going to be super hard to day trade. Number one, the price is going to be gyrating a lot. There are going to be a lot of shakeouts that are happening in the market. And this is a known fact. It's always like this. It always happens on these weeks at the end of the quarter. And also next week, we have quadruple witching option expiration, which is also a really big event. And that's where the indices are going to be, again, under pressure. I specialize in high velocity moves. So what this means, I'm looking for the best reward for my risk. If you guys want to get a hold of us, you can, and if you want to see what else we have been cooking at TradeOutLoud and what we offer, you could also visit our website, which is tradeoutloud.com, or you can follow us on social media, on Twitter. I do post some trading ideas, a little bit more active on Facebook as well. On YouTube, feel free to go to my YouTube channel every time when I host a presentation. And in fact, we're going to change the structure of our YouTube channel starting with next week, as early as next week. And we're going to begin a financial literacy channel along with our trading channel on YouTube. So if you're very new to trading, we're going to start educating traders for free on our YouTube channel. So you want to make sure that you go there, subscribe, and hit the bell button. We're going to have a lot of things that we're going to start posting next week. So we're going to post around one educational video and two or three examples of trading throughout the trading week with perhaps even live trading. And this is something that we're still working on. Okay, so here's my agenda for today for you guys, which style of trading is best for you and your lifestyle and for your account, because you have to take into consideration all these elements. Choosing what market to trade, whether you want to trade full commodities, whether you want to trade futures indices, what influences the price in these indices, and also how commodities influence the price in the indices. We're going to talk about that. Some advantages and disadvantages of trading the futures market versus the stock market. And of course, the question everybody wants to know, how much money can I make day trading or swing trading the futures market? So just so you know that the futures market, I mean, we're going to start a little bit upside down here. The futures market is affordable to get started with because it doesn't have the $25,000 minimum requirement. So you can actually start trading with less capital because it is, because it does not have the same regulation as the stock market. And you can open an account with as little as, let's say, $5,000. I do not recommend any kind of brokers that allow you to open an account with, let's say, $500. That's just going to go out the doors. You're going to blow that money away, especially in this volatility. So please do not do that. $5,000 would be like the bare minimum. And I recommend at least having a couple of $1,000s above that if you want to increase your account size because of the current market environment. We just came from, pandemic lows last year and the market is very volatile. Guess what happens in volatile market environment? The stops are going to get really big. Even if you identify a pattern, you're going to be tempted to trade the pattern. And then when you're going to look and see where your stop is, you're going to see that your account is going to go down. The other thing is that this market right now does not allow you to position size really well if you have a small trading account size. If you have a small trading account size, you could use micros. We're going to talk about that later on in this presentation. So you can definitely trade micros, but you need to have a really good position size. So for example, a lot of traders that open a $5,000 account, they go all ahead and they risk about 20, 30, 40, or even 50% of their account on each trade. So you could see like 3 to 4 trades, it could be out, it could be wiped out. The reality is that you need to know how to position size. Position sizing is the most important thing in trading, is what's going to make you as a trader or break you as a trader. You can totally suck at pattern recognition. You could totally suck at, you know, trailing and trading or identifying targets. But if you have a good position sizing knowledge, you're going to make it in trading, and good risk management. So if you have that, you could actually lose 60% of the time. So you could suck 60% of your trades, but you're 40% of your trades that are going to be winners, obviously, they're going to grow your account. So it's all about math. And in fact, if you're very new to trading, I highly recommend before you even look at a chart, learn about risk management first. These are some examples right here. We're going to talk about charts a little bit later on. These are some examples right here. For example, these are some snapshots that my traders are sending me. These are some of their wins, not my wins, but their wins. So they love sharing with me. You're going to see a lot of charts that are very similar, like this one. And that is because the majority, I share with my traders my layout, so they don't have to reinvent the wheel. So we're having basically the same layout. So regardless of what broker you're using, you know, you could, it is possible for you to have the same layout. And these are just some of the traders and some of the results for high velocity moves that we do. For example, this was a trade, and Alan here. And by the way, all of these individuals that have shared the charts here are in our trading room. We have a trading room where we have over 300 members. So I'm truly blessed to be your student and to be in your trading room. I left my job last fall, and with your help, education, and mentoring, now I have a new skill. I'm flabbergasted with the results and the trades you call. There are these are some of my biggest winners this week. Thank you for everything. I'm blessed and grateful for finding you. You are the real deal. Been in tens of rooms and subscriptions, and all of them put together cannot match your skill and mastery. So this is another example right here. Take a look at ZN. This is ZB. This is bonds 10 year, and this is the 30 year. And this is one of the last slides that I have received this morning from one of my traders. And this is in gold, guys. Take a look. This individual, I'm not going to give names. I didn't get his permission yet. He's a he. Okay, so he's holding 5 contracts. He bought them at $1,740, and he's up over $76,000 right now. All right, this is the market now. This is the market now, the way it is, the way it was a few moments before I came into the mic. So I guess it's not really hard, and it's literally stress-free to trade when you know what to trade, when you're looking at the market and when you're looking at synchronicity and divergency. Not long ago, I mentioned that Russell is divergent compared to all these indices on top. This is the Dow, this is the S&P, this is NASDAQ. So what I do is I have a selection process then when I trade. I don't just trade the E-mini S&P just because, hey, it's the E-mini S&P and just everybody is like trading it. No, don't go by the crowd. And I'm meaning the amateur crowd. Don't go by the retail crowd, right? Because they're not moving the markets. You need to go by what institutions are trading, and we need to trade in sync with the institutions. They're leaving a lot of footprints behind that give you a lot of clarity into what they may be trading. For example, yesterday, Yesterday, we had a trade that we called at $785. This was our entry yesterday. We had a first target into 850. We had a second target into 900. And we had a third target into 950. Guess what? The trade is at break even right now. The trade could have been at break even and rotated from this point. That was option one, if you wanted it, to exit the trade at break even. If you still want to stay in the trade, you'll let the price resume. You'll let the price pull back, resume, rotate, and then you place the stop where the next support level is lining up. So this was a gigantic trade for us. You could see it right here with the targets. So at each single target, we peel off, okay? So there's no reason why, even if you're, for example, a full-size contract trader, there's no reason why you should not be trading, for example, micros. And you can scale into targets. You want to trade stress-free? You have to learn how to scale. We have a system in place. It is a robust system. We know exactly what we do when we hit target one. We know exactly what we do with our stop. We know exactly how much to scale out. At target two, we know exactly what to do. We know what to do with the stop. We know where to raise it. We know how much to scale out at target two. At target three, and if there's a target four or five, we know exactly what we need to do. It's a robust system that literally allows you to trade stress-free. So let's take a look at the current market environment and let's see what we have going on. Russell is leading. You can see it right here. 0.72% is divergent, is the most advanced index, while the rest of the indices are struggling. However, they have not triggered yet. You can see that they have a bullish above level. It may take a little bit of time before they get above this, or they may not get at all and the price may get rejected and go back down. You can see, for example, in the Dow, we have two support levels that are caution areas. The price can become bearish once it trades and closes below these lines. So just a poke below doesn't mean anything. It needs to close below the time frame. For example, the E-mini S&P, we have a bullish above level since yesterday at 42.32. And you could see here that we had a meltdown this morning. Usually these shakeouts are very common into the contract roll week. They're very common. If you guys recall what happened back in March, we had the same drama. All you have to do is expand the time frame a little bit and just look and analyze what the trend is in place, how the price action is reacting. And based on the current price action reaction and the prior day or 3 day price action reaction, volume in the market, you could actually take a decision and say, hey, I'm going to trade it, or this is going to be my stop. This is going to be where I'm going to look for some trades. Once again, we're having high velocity zone area. What does this high velocity zone mean? It means that if the price is going to make it over 950, actually 947.5, it's going to go ballistic. It's going to be epic higher. Once you're reaching the high velocity area, it is blasting higher. Take a look at what happened here. Yesterday we had a high velocity area in Russell. Take a look at the blast. Okay. This is what you are expecting, epic move. And this is quite far away. We're not so far away here from the high velocity area. You could see that we have notations bullish above. So it makes Steve, I like that. It's an institutional flush. They actually force sell and they are buying back cheaper. Who does not like a discount? Buying on support is like, or below support, because this is what they're doing right now, is actually buying at discount. It's the same way, like when you want to go and purchase a car, you drive into that parking lot, that dealership parking lot, you look at all the vehicles that you may be interested in, and you're looking at the tag, right? You're looking at that tag that they have on the door or on the windshield, and you look and you see the price. You are having the MSRP price. So the MSRP price is right there. And what do? You pay the MSRP price? No, you want to go around a holiday. You want to go on Memorial Day, Labor Day. You want to go 4th of July. You want to go on a liquidation type of day where you're going to get the best discount. These institutions are looking just for that. And you need to know how to identify these discount spots on the technical pattern. And we have a way of identifying that. In trading, you should only have four outcomes. It's about big wins, home runs, like we had in NASDAQ last night, yesterday, small wins. For example, today, let me give you an example. Let me just go back today here. And let me give you an example. Okay. So today, okay. We had a breakout level over 37. Okay. We had a breakout level over 37 and we bought at 37. Okay. We bought at 37. So what happened, oops, that was earlier. Let me just shrink the chart. Okay. This was a little mini bull flag formation. It was in sync with the moving averages. The moving averages were fanning out. The price was staying. See the notation here? Needs to stay above level. So it needs to stay above the level. And this is what it did. It coiled around the level. It punched higher. And then at this moment, I didn't have a trade in the morning. I love this bull flag formation. So I took it at 37. Initially, I wanted to have a stop at 30 because 30 was the minor support for it. And it also was in sync with the 10 EMA. And then at that point, it just went up and I saw the big meltdown that happened throughout the indices. And this is the beauty about looking at these indices from a multi-time frame perspective and also looking at these indices at the same time. So level by level. So when you trade, you have to have all the time frames in sync with the momentum that you're trading. So what happened here, we had a drama drop. So what we know is that this was the discount, right? This was the time when we actually opened the door to the dealership and go in and say, hey, give me your best price. And this was the best price right here because we were in at 37. Guess what we did? We zoomed out a little bit because we needed to correlate the time of the day with the time frame that we trade. So at that time of the day, because it was after 11 o'clock, we needed to be in sync with the momentum for that timing. So we zoomed out to the 15 minute. So what we did is we added long here at 22.23. We added long at 22.23. This is our entry candle, right? So when you actually, so we use the soft stop because we saw the drama happening. So what happened was that we got the flush down, we rotated. Now our break-even price was 23.30. Okay. So what that means is that we bought into the high, we added into the rotational pattern only on strong technicals, right? So we don't add randomly as, you know, the price is running, as the price is going against us, right? So we needed to see the price test what? Needs to stay above the level. This was our 100% confirmation that the institutions are going to pick it up. Okay. So we went long here at 23.30, we had a break even. So what I typically do, as always, we don't do a lot of damage control in the room, but what we do at 23.30, what we bought at 23.23, we actually, that position we sold into the 23.30, this position that was bought into the 37, now I have the break even at 30. We're still into the position. This is pure profits right now. So we're over 7 points up in Russell. This is the kind of system that you will be learning if you're trading with me. All right. So what you need robust education. So you need to know exactly what you're doing. Education, education, education. I don't care where you're getting your education, but you need to have really strong, firm education, really strong technical analysis skills. You need to know exact money management, which is the most important. So start with money management, technical analysis skills, identifying entries. Entries are very important. There's no such thing as buying off support or selling into resistance. No, you need to know rotational points. You need to know exact entries and trigger points. These are the most important things. And these trigger points are creating the institutional follow through. You need to have patience. Patience is very important. And today I had one of my members type in the room something really awesome, wait and time. You know, there are four letter words. I love it. You know, Doji Man, you know, posted this in the room. Absolutely. You need to wait and you need to give it time to the trade. These are the most important elements of the trade. And then you need to focus. Don't lose focus. Focus on your prime time trigger times. There's only one massive prime time trigger time that is throughout the New York trading session and the rest are smaller trigger times. So be very focused. I only trade 2 hours because I have my, you know, there's undivided attention. I don't get up. I don't go bathroom. I don't go get a glass of water. I don't know anything. I'm here because my workday consists of only 2 to 3 hours. And you need to know how to follow directions. So it's very important to know how to follow direction, especially if you're a new trader just stepping into the trading room, to make sure that you're on the same pace with us. I trade from home. I love trading from home. And in fact, everybody that came into the market, even post pandemic, found that there is nothing else than trading. If you have the skill, if you have the knowledge, if you have the education, you can generate an income trading from home. We trade with the institutional money flow. This is something that I specialize in. I focus on high velocity moves. So I never, for example, get into a trade and say, oh, you know what? I'm going to go on a little 1 minute and I'm going to watch the price action. I'm going to watch some indicators. I'm going to watch some moving averages or what have you. And I'm going to go for 1 point to 1 point or 2 points to 2 points, 2 points to 2 points or 1 point to 1 point. It's a disaster. And if you know anything, if you have any concept about money management and risk to reward ratio, you would see that that is like 100% garbage, because you need to have risking 1 point to make 1 point is going to get your account drained 100% of the time, 1000% of the time. You are never going to make money if you do that. Because when you risk, for example, let's say you're risking $100, right? And you position size, that's the most important thing. You need to position size for that. Because if you don't position size, and if you take it, you know, just out of blue, it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to take it with one full contract, or I'm going to use five micros, you know, just out of the blue, that's not going to work for you. You need to know how to position size. So you need to know, based on your risk size, how many contracts can you fit into that position? So that's very important. So number one, you have a losing trade. What do? You lose $100. You have a second trade, doesn't work. And remember, within this week and next week, you're going to have a lot of stop outs. Even if you know what you're doing in the market, because the market is there for many shakeouts. And then you have a trade number three. So all of a sudden you're down $300, right? Let's say you're risking $300. Let's say you know how to position size, which by the way, 99% of the futures trader have no idea how to position size. But let's just say you do, and you're part of that 0.3 or 0.5 that know how to do it. Okay. So if you know how to do it, you're down three R's. So what does this mean? You're down. And how are you going to make, how are you going to make up for your losses? Because if you're, let's say, risking 1 point, for example, in NASDAQ, and you're going to make 1 point in NASDAQ, it's going to take you three consecutive winning trades to get you out of the three consecutive losing trades that you just had. So you're just back now to break even. But if you know how to position size, and if you have any concept of risk to reward and money management, and if you know what kind of rule to apply and how many R's you need for your specific risk, then you're just going to blast. So keep that in mind. Okay. Our main focus is four charts, because it gives you synchronicity. It gives you divergency. It gives you relative strength and weakness. It gives you a leaderboard, and it gives you a better read on price action. End of story. You deployed precise strategies at precise times and locations. So you know exactly what strategy to trade and what time frame to trade, depending on the time of the day. And of course, you apply simplified management, like I said before. If you're going to, for example, see that you achieve target one, then you have to have a game plan in mind. It's like, okay, so what am I going to do with my stop? It needs to be simple, and it really needs to be really easy, so you don't stress over it. I trade stress-free because I have a management plan. I know that if I achieve target one, my stop is going to go somewhere, and I'm going to act in some manner at that target one. I'm going to peel some off at target one. Okay. How much? Again, you need to know exactly how to play by the rules. And of course, you know, you have a limited income potential. Listen, there are traders out there that trade the first hour or the first 2 hours and then come back in the market to trade the last 2 hours. The best time to trade is into the first hour and into the last hour. Why? Because those are the only times proven where the volatility is high and where the volume is coming back into the market. If you're coming at 1 p.m. Eastern and saying, oh yeah, you know what? Now I'm just going to take a look at the market and let's see what's going on. You are trading within the doldrums. You're subject right now to many, many, many shakeouts. And unless you're a really good exceptional trader, you're not going to survive the shakeouts. Because these shakeouts are happening throughout the doldrum period from 11:30 to about 2 o'clock or 2:15, sometimes into 2:30, you're going to see that there's a lot of shake and bake into the market. And you need to know which time frame to apply, because smaller time frames are going to get you slaughtered. you're going to know exactly what strategies to deploy, okay? Because there are a lot of fake moves that are happening. So trading is education, number one. It's skill, it's experience, and mental toughness. Mental toughness, what happens if you have a loss? Some traders have a loss and they start crying. That's not the plan. Listen, guys, a trade or three or five, if you have stops are part of the plan. That's why we need to have a robust management, money management plan in place. Stops are part of the plan. And then again, one trade is only one little drop in an ocean of trades. It doesn't define you as a trader, doesn't define the market environment, doesn't define anything. It's just one drop in an ocean. Does really a raindrop affect the level of an ocean? No, it doesn't. So what's a day trade and swing trade? So let's take a look at this panel and let's see what you can trade and what you can day trade and what you can swing trade. And what I find that works best for me and what I found that works best for many traders. Indices are the go-to. So Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, and Russell are the go-to. They're volatile. They have volatility many times, you know, around earnings, around economic releases that are punching levels higher or lower. And they are really good material for day trading and swing trading. Then we have, I don't trade the Nikkei, Euro stocks, and DAX, or I don't trade them. If I would live in Europe, would I be able to trade them? And if I was able to trade them, I will be all over them because they're just as great as the Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, and you can apply. If you're a European trader and love to trade the DAX, it's actually pretty much the same thing that you trade in the same manner we trade the Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ with laser sharp precision. You saw our levels, the bullish above levels. You saw the caution areas, the support levels. These are not just, some levels that are drawn, let's say on a 5-minute chart or 15-minute chart or whatever. These are multi-time frame levels. Okay. All right. So you could also trade energies. We have a trader in the room, Randy, that called a trade before. I mean, he bought it off the bottom. He bought it at 68.50 today, 68.50. It's trading right now at 69.74. Okay. 69.74. So he was trading. You can day trade. He actually got it as a swing. So you can trade, and you can already see some of the traders that are already taking trades on their own because the level of experience that they're gaining with our education, with our trading room, is going to send them into orbit. So you also can trade metals. You can trade gold. Gold over 1900 today is bullish. Yesterday over 1900 is bullish. It has two levels that need to break today. It needs to break 1900 and 1906. It goes over that, it's going to go ballistic. It's the next target is going to go to the next target is going to be 1910. Then it has 1916, 1920, and then it's going to start running ballistically higher. Silver, you can trade silver. I like to trade gold, silver, just a few times throughout the year. Do I day trade these commodities? Because, you know, most of the time they're very whippy. You can trade palladium, copper, palladium, like I said, platinum, et cetera. You can trade soybean meal, soybean oil, corn, wheat. These are mostly swing trading and investing opportunities. You can trade the dollar, you can trade the Canadian dollar, et cetera. You can trade lean hogs, or you can trade the bonds. So for example, yesterday the bonds were lower. Today, they're a little bit higher. We talked about this. So trading is a rule-based system. It's about finding the high odds trades. And you find the high odds trades by multi-time frame analysis. You want to make sure that if you want to initiate a long position, all your time frames are in sync with a momentum higher. You do not want to have, for example, a 1 hour chart setting for a short and a 1 and a 2 minute setting for a long, because what that's going to do is going to drag you in. So it's going to take your money and then it's going to pull back. So it's going ultimately to go in the favor of higher timeframes. And that's how you find high odds trade, multi-timeframe analysis, technicals, trend, everything needs to be robust. And then you have to wait for a setup. You have a trade, you don't have a setup, you don't have have a trade, I have very strict money management rules and very strict technical rules. You need to have a fine and precise execution, and your entry should be laser sharp. You need to know not, oh, this is the area where I'm going to buy. There's no such thing. Or if you have a lot of money, oh yeah, I'm going to dump some here and then I'm going to buy some as it's going there and I'm going to do this and that. Yeah, if you have millions and millions and tens of millions of dollars in your account, it really doesn't matter where you buy or where you short. And we often did this exercise in the trading room where I said, guys, give me a trade. I don't care the direction. It could be a counter trend trade. And I'm going to show you that I'm going to make this trade go positive for me because I know how to work the trade out. That's really what trading is about, is knowing how to get work yourself out of any kind of trade. And of course, you know, I said it again and again and again, money management skills, and of course, patience. So why futures? Well, you can take our short position with these. There's no uptick rule. And other than that, remember that if you were coming from stock trading, right? And let's say you scan for a trade, you finally find a trade, you find a pattern, and you forget to check whether it's easy to borrow or hard to borrow. And then you hit the button, you go like flip, hard to borrow, right? So you can't, you have to start from scratch. You don't get that. If you want to short it, you short. If you want to go long, you go long. You get reliable volume, especially from 9:30 till 4 o'clock. And especially remember, doldrums suck. Trading major markets. So you're basically trading major market. Think about NASDAQ. You're trading basically the average of 100 stocks under NASDAQ. You're trading tech stocks. You're trading all those really great, fantastic stocks. And you're trading S&P 500. You're trading 500 stocks under S&P. So when you're trading the mini S&P, how many of you guys know that when you're trading the mini S&P, you need to know exactly what you're looking for. You need to have some criteria that you need to follow. You need to have, for example, strong oil, right? Because strong oil will support a higher price action activity into ES. Why? Well, guess why? Guess what? There are a lot of energy stocks that are under the mini S&P, right? So there are a lot of them. What else do we have? Financials. S&P is financial rich. So if you're trading S&P having blinders on, say, ooh, I have to go like a zombie and trade just the mini S&P because that's what the retail crowd is doing. Okay, you got it all wrong. You need to start focusing around at what is happening around the mini S&P. And if you really want to trade the mini S&P, make sure that you have all your work cut off for you. Look at the energies. Look at the energy stocks under the mini S&P. Look at the price of oil and especially energy, right? RBOB, that's gasoline, heating oil, crude oil, Brent oil, etc. Look how the price action is behaving because those are going to affect the stocks that are under the mini S&P 500. It's not that simple just to say, oh, I'm just trading the mini S&P. And then, of course, if you have relative strength in financials are a big component of the mini S&P, then you could go ahead and say, oh yeah, I have, you know, price certainty in a mini S&P. But if you're saying that, okay, oil sideways, financial sideways, don't expect the mini S&P to start blasting higher or lower for you because it's not going to do anything. And same goes with the NASDAQ stocks. All right. So these are basically trading major markets. You can trade for income or for wealth or for both. Income, you're in and out. This is what I do on a day-to-day basis, 2 hours a day. And I trade for income. I trade for income because I'm in and out within the same trading session. And that means within 2 to 3 hours. The other thing is that you can swing trade. Swing trade invest, that is for wealth. Why is it for wealth? Why is it called for wealth? I mean, wealth is such a big word, right? Or you could take long-term. Why is it long-term? Because you're committed. You're not going to be able to get out by the end of the day. So if you want to go buy something at the grocery store, okay, you cannot use your money. For example, if you're an RTY long swing, you cannot go shopping because you have not cashed in profits yet. You're still in the trade. But if I'm in and out of Russell at the end of the day, if I made $300, I could go to Publix and I could get my rotisserie chicken, right? From the profits. So that's what it is. Oh, and another thing, make sure that you have a really good reliable broker because there are so many brokers out there that make your access to your cash really hard. Not for me. I use TD Ameritrade. And by the way, I'm not affiliated in any way with them. So I'm not advertising for them. I could care less, you know, what you guys are using as a broker. But I'm saying that I have a Visa card. So every single penny from my trading session today is on that Visa card. So I could go buy my rotisserie chicken if I want to. Okay. All right. So there are different tick values and price ranges that you can select. For example, if you are a a beginner trader, start with something like the Dow, because it's not as whippy and crazy, for example, as NASDAQ, right? And it has a tick value, tick and a point is equal in the Dow to $5. You don't need a scanner because you're watching these four charts constantly on your monitor. You don't need any special indicators. You guys saw that I use like really minimum moving averages. I use a few moving averages and that's pretty much it. I use volume as well because I need to see market participation, not anything else. No mumbo jumbo on my charts. Price action is king. That's it, period. Ooh, wow, nice Russell. Brand new high in Russell makes me happy. All right, so see, that's why you want to have that Visa card. Yeah, you can upgrade it. It's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to switch. I'm not going to get my rotisserie chicken today. I'm going to go for a steak. Okay, just kidding. So tax advantages. Talk to your account about tax advantages or just punch it in and just search it on the World Wide Web and see that you're going to come up with tons and tons and tons and tons of tax advantages. Also, no pump and dump. It is safe from rumors, no manipulation. Guess what? There are no downgrades, no upgrades, and it's a 24-hour market. So that means is that if you're getting price oscillation, if you're getting a price, if you're getting, price movement, you're going to be able to either lock in some profits in the overnight. You could set alerts. You could put out OCO orders. You could do anything you want. It's a hands-on market. You can take advantage. For example, if you have been watching, so for example, in mini S&P, right? Let me just put it up. You have been watching this range for like 2 days. Let me just, okay. So you can see here, so we had a punch up last Friday and then we went sideways. So the next time when you're going to see it, well, I don't know when it's going to happen, but if it's going to happen today, then if it's going to blast over 4232, okay, this is going to be the big blast off. Why? Because this is a channel that is formed in a stage three. So in a stage, channel that is formed in stage three in a market cycle is likely to continue higher, right? All right. So we talked about account sizes. Like I said, 5K minimum for the futures compared to 25,000. You can use your money much more wisely. Lewis, I must like chicken. I have to tell you, I'm on a diet, so I'm more chicken oriented right now. Okay. So I try to be on a diet. It's hard, but let's just leave it there. So we're not going to talk about diet here. So I should have a diet rule. Okay. But you know, trading is just like dieting. It's funny. I respect all my trading rules, but I break my dieting rules because yesterday I went and got some mini sliders. So that was a big no-no. So I'm back to square one now. Okay, so let's talk about advantages of futures and the ETFs, for example. So here are the Qs. Okay, so in the Qs, I'm using $16,000 200 for a buying power effect, and within this buying power effect, I can only get 100 shares. We're respecting the plan. We got in long. So for example, 100 shares up, we made $237, which is not bad, right? However, using actually similar buying power, 17,600, we bought one contract in NASDAQ, same strategy, same chart pattern, $2,000 up. So notice the difference. Look at the buying power and the profit, and look at the buying power and the profit. And by the way, the risk is the same. And then again, here in micro NASDAQ, because remember I said that if you have a smaller account size, you know, you can participate if you respect the position sizing. The buying power in effect is $1,700. One contract is $181. So you could see here that basically you're going to still have a gain of about close to 5% if you have a $5,000 account. Listen, hedge funds have a maximum realized of about 6 to 7% per year. And that is if it's a good hedge fund. This is 5% per trade. Okay. 5% per trade. So why 2 hours? Because of the overlap of the London session and the New York trading session that is bringing more velocity to the market. The stock market is open only from 9:30 to 4 o'clock every day, while the futures market is open 24 hours. So it allows you not only to manage your account, but to find trading opportunities throughout the evening session as well. So if your thing is like, I cannot trade in the first 2 hours, guess what? If you have the skill, if you have the education, if you have the knowledge, you could actually trade outside of those 2 hours. You have time in the afternoon, you can come back. Remember, it's the last hour that is the best to trade, and not at 1 o'clock, not even now at 2 o'clock, okay? So geopolitical events don't wait for the market to open. Events just happen and you can capture them in the futures market. Is it easy to succeed in trading? Guys, if you devote your time to education and to learn, like I said, I don't care where you're getting your education, but if you devote your time to education, practice, and developing a skill, you can actually start seeing results. And remember one thing, trading is not about revealing one strategy or revealing money management, for example, that we talked about today. It's a complex system and you need to be able to respect the system. You need to respect the strategies, management, mindset, experience, attention to detail. And these are just the tip of the iceberg because it's all about a system. And once you understand that trading is not learning about entries, learning about support resistance or technical analysis is only like 30% of it. That's it. It's 30%. It's the rest. So you need to fill out the blanks and you need to fill out the puzzle to that 100%. So before you dive, you really need to learn how to trade because sharks are everywhere and sharks are the institutions. The institutions know exactly where your orders are. Guess what? Right now, at this moment, if you took a trade and if you put an order in and you place a hard stop on your platform, that information was sent to a hedge fund, was sent to a fund like Citadel, right? For example, that knows exactly where you have your orders because they know exactly how retail traders trade. So they have that information because our information is sold to these funds. So they know exactly. So are you going to trade against those humongous institutions that make up 85% of the market volume, or are you going to trade with them? I would say, let's start trading with them. So the next time you jump in a trade, think that 10% of the traders make money from the rest of the 90% of the traders. So if trading was easy as reading a book, I could go to Amazon right now and get the top 20 books from there. I can read them right now. And I can guarantee you that that only will represent only 5%, because the rest of the 95% is how you put the puzzle together. That's the whole secret about trading. How to put the puzzle together. And this is what we do every single day in the trading room. And this is what we teach in all our courses, how to put the puzzle together. And that's why our students are going from traders to students to pro traders in literally 30 to 60 to 90 days max. So if you want to trade from home and if you want a simpler approach to trading, you cannot get it any simpler than futures trading. You have unlimited income potential and it's literally a recession and a depression proof skill. So can anyone make money in this market? If you have the right education, mentorship, and if you have the right approach to trading, you can, okay? You can. Listen, if you lose money in the market, you can make money in the market. These are some of our 2020 win ratios. And you can look right here that we had over 80% win ratio. You could actually go to our website right now. And if you click under services and click on services and under services, you have the trading room. And we also have the stock swing trader, if you will, if you're more interested in stocks. And if you scroll to each page at the very bottom, you're going to see our portfolio. And we started the trading room in 2017. Yeah, when we started the futures trading room, you're going to see all of our results there. And in the stock swing trader, we started in 2010 or something. So you can see our results right there. So they're transparent. All the trades were posted, communicated. Those are all the trades that were called in the trading room. So you have to start trading with a structured approach. We trade live every single day, highly successful system. So again, it's a system. It's not a strategy. It's not anything else. It's a system that follows. And we actually don't follow institutional money. We trade in sync with the institutional money in the first 2 hours. Why the first 2 hours? Because it's the most volatile. Okay. It's the most volatile. We trade momentum moves. And here's this: at specific times, at specific locations and precise technical patterns. Who else trades like this? Algos. So this is a highly successful, if you will, algorithmic system that is within our trading system, because we know exactly we are trading mechanically in the room. And I am more of an algo, if you will. I'm trading mechanically. Entry, I'm going to get in. If I see a pivot or if I see what kind of support, that is my stop. If I see my targets, confluence targets, etc., I take the trade. If I don't see it, I don't take the trade. So our methodology overrides any kind of news event. Why do you think that is? Because we're going by institutional triggers. We are at the same time with this institutional money flow. We override events, artificial indicators, earnings, and even dark pools. I'm going to go through the reviews here. Just come into our trading room if you want to learn more, about trading, and you're going to interact, like I said, with more than 300 traders in there. You're going to get live reviews. So trade an institutional great trading system. This is what we're teaching. This is a stress-free institutional approach to trading. We teach institutional levels, stress-free levels, precise buy and sell zones, and nothing in between. No mumbo jumbo, no garbage. We're not getting in on, you wait for the bullish above level. You don't have it, you don't trade. It's easy. Highest patterns and setups, how and where to place stops, trading psychology, and how to put the puzzle together. So we teach everything. You go to our website, under trading education, under a futures day trading course, and you could find some of the things that we're teaching in the course. We did not post everything in there because there are a lot of sites that are carbon copying what we do. We were the first ones to come out on the market with futures courses, and now everybody is out. We were the pioneers for futures day trading. We're teaching this institutional system, and this program is for you. If you're losing money right now in the market, there's hope. Okay. So we can help you. If you don't have a system that you're trading and you're all over the place, we can help you. If you don't have a process that eliminates emotions and stress from trading, we can help you. And if you lack confidence, we can help you as well. This course is literally going to change your life. We have the next course that is going to start on June 21st, and it's going to run for 5 days from 2:00 to 4:30. We're giving you a bonus. It's going to be the 1 day trading lab on demand. It's going to teach you how to place orders, how to trail, the significance of slippage, for example, why you need to have level 2 on your charts, even if you're a futures trader. So it tells you exactly how to place a buy order, a short order, how to raise your stop, how to work with the dome and all that fun stuff. So it's really comprehensive. Plus it shows you exactly some live trading examples right there in the video. Plus you get 3 months trading access, and this is an early bird. It's going to fly away on June 10th. And this is going to be the offer for June. The class starts on June 21st to the 25th from 2:00 to 4:30 p.m. All these classes are recorded. All of them are recorded. You're going to get the archive link. You're going to get the manuals for these courses. You're also going to get free live retakes, because every trader that trades with me and gets on board with this course, I'm going to have to see you guys for 12 to 15 months in a row in the retakes. That is how you absorb. Because the first time around when you're going to take the course, you're only going to remember less than 20%. You have to come back because it's just going to sink in. Repetition is about sinking in. We're trading live, then you're coming to the retake. You're trading live for another month, you're coming into the retake. This is the only class where you could actually look, see how I trade, learn from how I trade. You can carbon copy my trades. We have a transparent portfolio on our website. Those are the trades that we take. And you can actually start earning as you're learning. So you're going to accelerate your process. If you guys think that, hey, you know what? I am really good. I know everything about trading. I just need to hop into the trading room. So we have the trading room that is a super offer for you guys. We're going to offer you a free class, which is $1,000, which we teach into the in the Power Income Futures Trading course. We're going to offer that for you for free. So just this section about money management and position sizing, which is $1,000. We're going to have it on our website this month for sale for $1,000. And we're going to give you that for free. But the deadline for this, guys, is today. So you're going to hop in by the end of today. We are not accepting tomorrow. So if you want to hop in tomorrow on this offer, you're not going to get this $1,000 video course. No, you're not going to get it. So once again, it's the Futures Live Trading Room. We're open every day from 9 to 12. The membership is $299 a month, which is symbolic to the amount of education that you're getting and also to the trade that I'm calling. So you're going to get, this is a guided system. So thanks so much, Jake. I ran out of time.
Thank you.